But what about a man, you know, who performs on stage? He would be called an actor, mm-hmm. and a woman would be
called a star.
Star, or maybe you ever heard, not an actor, but maybe an actress or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what about our nationality? We're both what? We're not Germans, but we're.
What do you mean by the nationality?
You know, country, but.
We are United States.
United States, that means that we're.
American.
Okay. And what about how would you refer. What would you call the two races? You got the.
Colored and the white.
Okay. Now, some colored people don't like to be called colored. Do you have any idea of what else they would like to be called?
I don't know why they don't. No, I wouldn't.
But do you know what I'm talking about, though?
Some folks call them black folks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some, just like the black man and the colored man got to chew the pair. One day used to have a song with him.
Uh-huh.
And the boy had been with there for a while. I don't know what happened to him. But that night he went out and they all were drinking. And they told this color boy over and book his leave. And so when they had to tell us some kind of little title. Jordan says, I ain't seen the nigga. He said, well, did the nigga work for you? And did you pay the nigga? That's a long time ago. He said, his blood is red and yours is red, what difference is it? He said that if you pull your flesh back, you stay wild, you be dark, so you be just dark as medicine. What difference is it? All you're human. So you ought to treat human like human, but he never did own. But there's something having fun in between them, but you know that boy, color boy, never did it? His cousin said they told him, but he never, and he wouldn't tell it. But if something happened, they throw him off the truck. Mm-hmm. And I know, if they had him in 2-3, they wouldn't whoop him. That's a fine big fat black boy, I'm telling you. He tried. He asked him, I took my rough from you to hit me, kick me, hit me with his big fist. He just run. But he said, he went over with him that night and I said, they all got drunk and get into it some kind of way. No doubt, you know, when we get out and get with the wrong place and get to stand different things for each other, that brings a strike between each other. And that's something I hope I never, come in bar with. I'm 65 years old. I've never had a different before of nobody in my life. White or color, I work around white, I work with color. And I never had no fall out with a person that. I stayed in one kind of young 37 years. I don't get to go around proving and thinning things. I ain't never believed in that. I'm a raised to it and I don't like it. And I see people fall out with people about the way. If me and you are sitting here talking, if I don't like your way, if I'm going, what I'm going to go and fall out with you about your person without the way is nobody. Your way may be different than mine, mine be different than yours. Don't fall out with a person about the way. If you think I'm wrong, try to put me back on the right track. But just don't hate me. Why are you going to hate me because I'm not like you?
Tell me, what would a white man probably call a colored man if he was going to insult him, make him mad?
A nigga.
And what might a colored man call a white man if he wanted to make him mad?
A peppermint. And that's nonsense to either race, is it? If you pipe, I don't say pipe. And I don't use it if I'm colored, I'm just a colored nigga. I told him, I said, no, anybody can be a nigger. Did you ever thought about that? A person who's real nasty and don't have no respect and don't have no regard for that's a nigger. I told him, I said, I'm colored. I said, but I ain't no nigger. Anybody. I said, any race can be a nigger. Regardless of how white you is or how black you is or how red you is, what you are, you can be a nigger. A person being a nigger, to my appearance,